Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
We love shopping at Kaiser. The staff and service is great, and Stella always helps us find the exact right piece.
At Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, we have exciting new furniture arriving, including two new lines you'll love. Save up to 60% on furniture we need to move for the new lines. Open a Synchrony account, and you may qualify for a $50 gift card and get up to 18 months interest-free financing. Remember, our sales tax is only 8.25%. Shop Wiser, buy Kaiser, and be ready for the holidays. 4044 Wetumpka Highway.
See Kaiser for details on how to receive the gift card and special financing. Some restrictions apply.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Another cold night ahead. This is the coldest air of the season so far, way below normal for early November, with a frost advisory in effect tonight. Look for patchy frost in the early morning hours. Clear, cold, overnight low temperature around 36. Tomorrow and Sunday, beautiful weather, sunshine, blue skies, low 60s daytime, upper 30s at night. Not quite as cool Monday. I think we'll see an increase in clouds and a high around 67. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Donald Trump, just last week, he confirmed to the National Review that he is again considering a run in 2016.
Do it. Do it. Look at me. Do it. I will personally write you a campaign check now on behalf of this country, which does not want you to be president, but which badly wants you to run.
Donald Trump has been saying that he will run for president as a Republican, which is surprising since I just assumed he was running as a joke.
Is that people think that Donald Trump is a clown.
Donald Trump is a clown.
I mean, does anybody seriously think that Donald Trump is serious about running for president?
Donald Trump, you know, he's a clown.
The likely moderator apparently believes that Donald Trump is a clown.
Which Republican candidate has the best chance of winning the general election?
Of the declared ones right now, Donald Trump.
President Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States! Exclamation point. At real Donald Trump. Well, at real Donald Trump, at least I will go down as a president.
So basically, this is the beginning of the end for Trump.
The beginning of the end.
Beginning of the end?
This is probably starting of the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
Donald, you're not going to be able to insult your way to the presidency.
The strongest person usually isn't the loudest one in the room.
So right now we have Hillary's about a 75 or an 80% favorite. We have different versions of the forecast you can look at.
Poll has Hillary Clinton up by double digits nationally, 12 points, 50 to 38, four-way race.
Clinton leading in Florida, Clinton leading in North Carolina, Clinton leading in Ohio, Clinton leading in Nevada. I could go on and on and on.
I continue to believe Mr. Trump will not be president.
And so, right now, Mr. Trump, to answer your call for political honesty, I just want to say, you're not going to be president, all right? It's been fun. It's been great. I love you. What? What? Come on. Come on, buddy.
We have a major projection right now. Donald Trump will take Ohio. Axiom projects Donald Trump will carry the state of Florida. Huge win for Donald Trump. Donald Trump, while we project, will win in Kentucky, in Indiana, with its 11 electoral votes. West Virginia, Florida, Tennessee, Mississippi, South Carolina, Alabama, North Dakota, with its 3 electoral votes, and South Dakota, Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, the state of Montana, North Carolina, Georgia, Iowa, Utah, Wisconsin, Arizona, Kansas, with its 6 electoral votes, Nebraska, with its 5 electoral votes, and Wyoming, with its 3 electoral votes.
Sorry to keep you waiting. Complicated business.
A lot of people have laughed at me over the years. Now they're not laughing so much.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
There are more people wrong in that clip. One of these days, I'm going to count the idiots. It's Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. It's the first Friday of November. That means JT and Leanne are here along with Rosie.
Hey, all right.
And here they are.
Jebra,
please clap.
I sometimes make the mistake of checking the news before I come in. And while there's lots of good news out there, it becomes infuriating when you see what's kind of going on with this whole inquiry. The jobs numbers today and the revised job numbers for August and September were all up. Incomes are up. The country's doing really well.
Things are strong.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to see it.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it too. I read some of the nonsense going on, the time wasting, and I shake my head like, "What's wrong with these people, man? Why can't? Are you that self-loathing that you can't accept a good result? Can you put principles before personalities for once in your life?"
Mm-hmm.
And they just can't.
Even if it's good news, they spin it to where it's negative.
Yeah, CNBC. All they could say today when these numbers came out was, "Wow, we whiff on that. They couldn't believe how good they were." And I love these experts that have been telling us for years and years what to expect and what's going to work and what's not going to work. I love it when they're wrong. But that said, that was my opening statement today, and I wanted to play that because a year and 2 days from now we'll be going back to the ballot box, and I just can't wait to witness what I think will be a slaughter next year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the people that are pushing this impeachment hoax are going to pay because they've been so obsessed over with nothing with no evidence that even people that might be inclined to not like our current president are going to punish them for wasting the American people's time. They've done
and
nothing.
Money.
And money. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Not to
time
mention
time and money.
I'm hot.
You're hot? How are you hot?
No, it's cool in here.
Are you having a hot flash?
I don't think I get those.
You
Leanne
could.
Does.
I do.
She's an expert in
yes.
hot flashes.
Just this year. It's been great. It's been great.
Look yeah. over here sometimes. I'm like, what is your deal?
Yeah.
Another hot flash.
I'm laying in bed. I got the dogs on one side. I got JT on the other. I'm kicking the covers off.
No
I'm
wonder.
Shoving them both.
Sweating
like,
to
get
death.
Off.
Exactly.
Let me out.
Men don't get those, though, do we?
No, I don't.
You guys don't have to endure anything.
I got the same dogs. I got you next to me. I got 3 sets of covers on, and I'm comfortable.
Shut up.
I'm not having a hot flash.
I'm going to give you a hot flash if you don't be quiet.
I think I'm just going to let them play. Because
Just this week, the anxiety and the mood swings have kicked in. I'm so excited. It's
oh,
great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I told JT, just buckle up, buddy.
I told her, I said, you need to go see the doctor immediately. Because
like,
I'm sure there's something for this.
He was like, do you need to go to the ER? No, I don't need to go. You might need to go to the ER if you don't be quiet.
I think it was the 80s. Certain female conditions started becoming excuses or crutches for ill-tempered behaviors,
yeah.
outbursts, things like that.
I witnessed a lot of that at home, yeah.
With 3 daughters and a wife.
Oh, man.
He's drowning in estrogen.
Yes, I was going to say.
Yes, he
best
is.
Money I ever spent, Greg, was my home studio. I spend most of my time there now. And I lock the door.
Does he have a no-girl sign on?
Pretty much, yeah.
Don't give him any ideas. Do not give him any ideas. Oh, yeah, but you know, I never use that as an excuse, and I never let my girls use that as an excuse. You just buck up. Come on.
Well, I think it's even been used as an excuse in, like, criminal cases. I did it because,
I am pre-menopausal.
There's look that. Out.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
That's the exact term Leanne used on the way over here.
Like,
I was like,
dude,
what's your deal the past week? And she said, I'm right there.
Yeah,
pre-menopausal.
I've been looking at the little articles. You should never Google. You should never Google.
Because you have.
Okay, so 10 signs that you might be pre-menopausal. Not a lot of sleep, yeah. Moodiness, big yes. Hot flashes, yes. And I'm like, oh, man, this is so much fun.
The moodiness, how do you deal with that?
Leanne has, you know, her good moments, and then she has her, you know, negative moments. And I do, too. I mean, I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I'm not premenopausal. I mean, that's a whole other ballgame right there.
Let's hope not.
I mean, we got some problems.
I'm just learning to deal with it is my answer, Greg. I'm just now starting to realize that this is the phase that we're going through. So I'm going to work on
being sweet.
Being sweet.
And hiding in your studio.
And like that Blake Shelton song, doing what she likes. Just do what she likes and don't ask any questions, okay?
And don't tell me I need to go to the ER.
Okay, sorry about that. It was an emergency for me, but apparently not for you, so it's okay.
I do not have PMS.
It's real, though. I mean, the symptoms you get, they're real.
And some women get them
really bad.
Really bad. Yeah. I mean, you guys, man. You even get to go to the bathroom standing up. So you really have nothing to compare it to.
I don't think that's anything to brag about, honestly. I was just in the men's room downstairs, okay? It looks like we moved it from a 231 gas station to our building. Because it's got all the requisite stuff you expect. Wadded paper towels on the floor.
Yep.
Somebody in this building got circumcised at Home Depot because it's not like they're trying to hit a flower pot. It's a regular toilet bowl.
We need to put it's out a memo. Big.
Lots of room for error there. Yeah.
So I'm looked down. So I have a great immune system. So I picked up the paper towel and put it in the trash. I almost wanted to send out a thing like, could you really not take the half a second I did to put this all the way in the garbage can.
I mean,
can.
Come on.
Seriously, right.
Come on. Have respect for your workplace.
If you can't hit the bowl, can you wipe down the rim, please? That would be nice.
Be a sweetie. Wipe the CD. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Just crazy. And finally, what a difference in a month, because we were baking. When you guys were here last, it was 100 degrees.
I know.
And
it's
now,
insane. It's freezing.
I think we had a 70-degree temperature switch from one end of the month to the other.
I saw somebody on Facebook this morning. I'm like, that says it perfectly. They said the temperatures went from 90 to 55 like they saw a state trooper.
That's
I'm like,
great.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh.
Look, we got our first review of the afternoon from Mark, who says, man, y'all cracking me up. Thanks for having JT and Leanne on. Well, that's my pleasure to have JT and Leanne on. They're here the first Friday of every month, which doesn't seem like a very demanding schedule.
That's Leanne's kind of gig right now. Remember, she's premenopausal. So.
Oh,
shut up!
Light workloads. You don't want her every day, man. That would be dangerous. Trust me. So I got the mess I'm in.
Whatever.
I love you.
I love you, too. Hey, did you tell him what you did last time we were here?
No, do we have time for that?
You guys together are just about as
adorable
as Rich Thomas. And I love you, too.
I got to tell you, did you find something last time when we left in my chair?
Did I find anything? I didn't. No, what?
Last time we were on your show, you know, we talk about Leanne, you know, and the issues she's dealing with as she gets a little bit older. But I got to level with everybody. I have a partial. Okay, so if you don't know what a partial is, it's, you know, I'm tired of going to the dentist, and every time I go, they're like, oh, we need to root canal this and cap that and crown that, and it'll only be $10,000. I'm like, man, get a whole new mouth for the price of an SUV. So finally, I said, I'm done. I said, you know, just give me a partial, I'm good. Well, I got that about 6-8 months ago, and maybe it's just me, but I really am kind of self-conscious about, you know, does it look okay, and especially does it affect my speech on the radio, okay? So when I was up here talking with you guys last time, I took it out and I put it under my leg on my chair.
Oh, no.
And I don't normally do that, obviously, but I was feeling and hearing like it was sort of affecting how I was talking. So we're on our way home and we're listening to your show. And I start going into a panic attack. I start having a hot flash. I'm like,
he calls me. He said, oh, my God, Leanne. I think I left my teeth in Greg's studio. I mean, oh my God.
I have a hard enough time remembering my phone and my wallet, but now I have to make sure I picked up my teeth when I leave the room.
Oh my gosh.
And I kid you not. And I heard you had some other guests in the studio, so I don't know if they sat on my teeth if they just saw them sitting there and said, I don't know what happened there, but I'm not going there. Nobody mentioned it. I came up the next morning at like 5:30 in the morning. I was up here, and my teeth were still sitting in this chair.
Well, you know what?
They were comfortable.
I guess so.
Rusty and David are not here on Friday nights. They do a recording.
Oh,
and
I that's
think
right.
Seth was the only other one who was here, and
oh,
he sat
wow.
right here.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
nobody
even saw it. If I looked
sit
over and see somebody's teeth, I was like, oh, what is going on in here?
So, anyway, I didn't bring them today.
Well, that's good.
And it's all good.
I went through a sequence of about 21 root canals in a short period of time, so I know about the partial. I never left it in a seat, but I was in the middle of a newscast on my morning show in Florida on Light FM, and I was talking to my female partner, and it just flew out. I'm pride, JT. It's pride. You know,
that's exactly right.
By the way, your front teeth just hit the console. But I have an even worse situation than that, than you leaving yours in the teeth.
Oh, I was so embarrassed.
But I'm the only one that knows this, because the other person, I don't know that I can tell this story in a way. I'd have to get a lot of encouragement from listeners to finish this one. This is the ultimate naughty lame-ass story. It really is.
Ooh.
Wow.
Maybe I could run it by you guys off the air.
Okay.
There we go.
Find a way to...
All right.
Okay. We can work with that.
PG-13 it.
I know. I think I can do it.
Okay.
But I got to wait till after the break, because I got to talk about John Lee Paints. Who sent the, do we have the...
Dan took it, along with the message. Let me see if I wrote it down.
It's the sign they have out in front of their building.
Oh, I've got it.
Oh, may I see that, please?
Yes.
Rosie, you are amazing. She has been...
Down at the bottom.
When you're going, when you're going northbound on Coliseum Boulevard past John Lee Paints, you read, when you feel like quitting, think about why you started. That's great. I love that. That is instant. The best advice doesn't require hours and hours on a therapist's couch. It just takes a few common sense words to straighten you out. And then when you're going southbound, the more you grow up, the less you blow up. I kind of felt like that was sort of aimed at me, given that every once in a while I get a little bit explosive here in the afternoon. But not today.
Well, that's good.
Because I am I'm under the good influence of JT and Leanne and Rosie, and it's been a good day. The news is all good today. Our economy is sitting on all 8 cylinders. And we should laugh. Laugh at those that turn our stomachs inside out. In the meantime, with the holidays coming, you may be looking to spruce up a room or two in your house. Whether you're hiring a professional or you're doing it yourself, don't get cheap on paint. Get good stuff so you get a good result. And that is Richards Paint at John Lee Paints for Interiors, and their own brand called Solar Proof for exterior painting. The Solar Proof has low... I learned the science about this. Because
on the counter, you want to know why.
Because it just seemed like a good idea to figure out how does this paint resist mildew. It's low viscosity. So the air cannot get into it and under it and make those outdoor painted intersections look like hairy armpits after a while in the heat and humidity. It staves off the elements. Inside, Richard's Paint coats and covers. And a key to it all is using the right rollers and brushes, and the staff at John Lee Paints is well equipped to advise you on that as well. So do it right the first time. Stop by John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway. Please, when you're there, tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here.
Bling, bling, bling. Nothing makes her smile than that bigger diamond. Yeah, fly all here for margaritas, and we got the diamonds. We got real diamonds. We don't have man-made diamonds. We got real diamonds that have been made for billions of years ago from the earth. It's brought to you specially, and we do it for you with the highest quality and at the lowest price. We mix it all together. How do we do it? Because I have so many years of experience and our connections are unbelievable industry. We're partners with De Beers. Direct from the mines to you at Marguerite's. Come see us. Thank you.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth Advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Panera has new breakfast wraps. And yeah, they're an easy on-the-go start to your day. But these are no microwave and go wraps. These are slow-smoked Chipotle chicken, egg, and avocado go-getters. They're maple bacon, eggy smoked Gouda bundles of portable bliss. And they all pair perfectly with our new cold brews. All this can be yours in an instant with rapid pickup. For breakfast that's fast, not fast food. Panera, food as it should be.
Lowe's was started when two GIs returned from World War II. Now, over 75 years later, we proudly employ nearly 20,000 veterans. We don't only honor our veterans on Veterans Day. With our home program, we honor our military every day. Through partnerships with the USO, Operation Finally Home, and AMVETS, we provide workforce training, accessible housing for injured vets, and scholarships to better the lives of our country's bravest. Go to Lowe's.com/honor to learn more.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Some guy named JT asked us to dedicate this to Leanne today.
Actually called it in just a few minutes ago.
Yeah. Good.
Oh, that was you. What a surprise. JT and Leanne, first Friday on News Talk.
I believe in miracles. Where you from? You sexy thing, you. I believe in miracles. Since you came along, you sexy thing.
This morning at Random Facts, Jay mentioned that this band had a hit every year from like 1970 to 1986, but this is the only one I remember.
Yeah. Hot Chocolate, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hot Chocolate. Now, I thought it would be fun to play a sexy song because I've had a lot of encouragement from the listeners to tell the naughty, lame-ass story.
Okay.
We've been talking about the issues you can have when you have a partial.
Okay.
Because they're not permanent.
That's right.
Or in fact, that's what they call them, temporary crowns.
Yeah, well, you can actually, like, you know, pull it out and leave it on a chair and come back and get it the next day.
And yeah, and in a moment of, and I love this. I mean, JT, you really hit a home run with me when you're that, because I do that on the show all the time. I have made a living talking about every stupid thing I've ever done.
Yeah.
But I said I found something that's even worse than leaving a parcel on a chair. So to tell this story, I need to run a couple of disclaimers.
Warning. The following contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Discretion is advised.
Due to mature adult content, parental discretion is advised.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
All right. You've been warned. I'm going to try and tell this in the most tasteful manner possible.
Uh-huh.
Let's go behind the beaded curtain, folks. So I was... seeing this young lady. Rosie, you want to go get some coffee or something?
Do I need to?
She's looking at you.
Yeah, well, she's been a great modifying influence on me. Anyway, we went back to my place after I took her to an outstanding dinner at the Sea Watch in Pompano Beach. In fact, that's also one of the favorite restaurants of our friend
Jay Quellen.
From Delkin Tomlinson.
Hey, awesome.
Yeah. Anyway, I must have done all the right things because she was pretty amorous.
Amorous, that's a word.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And things started to happen. Are you sure you don't want some coffee, Rosie?
I'll go get some if you want me to.
I'm taking it this girl was not premenopausal.
No.
Okay.
No, she was...
I figured
was
as much.
Was she legal?
Oh. I am not.
I'm just asking.
No,
I'm just asking.
Believe it or not, for all the stupid, goofy things I've done in my life, I'm not one of those kind of guys.
Okay, all right. Well, that's good. I like you even more now.
Note the BS detector didn't go off either.
Yeah, that's right.
You were going to say something?
No. I was going to say, I'll go downstairs and get some coffee if you want me to. I don't want to inhibit you.
Well, it's really something that everybody does, I think. Well, let's put it this way. Things were getting passionate.
Hot and heavy?
Yes.
Okay.
Sometimes when things start to get passionate, you may playfully bite somebody gently.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't draw blood, but, you know, just...
And I did that... somewhere above her waist, and when I pulled my head away, guess what was still stuck?
Oh, no.
MG. Oh, no.
That is the worst feeling you can have when you do that. And
wow, that is a disturbing image.
Yeah.
But
what a lot of people can relate to, though.
I guess she was sort of in the right space where I was able to retrieve the partial.
You got your teeth back.
Know?
No.
Oh,
you played it off? Wow.
That is impressive.
That's pretty
good.
You
know something she doesn't.
That is pretty
good. That is impressive.
But I got to tell you, you know, that does not, because what does a man need to be? He needs to be confident, right?
Sure.
When you are with a woman, you need to feel like, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's very hard to maintain that demeanor when you've just retrieved a partial from your partner's.
It's one of those things that might kill the moment. For a moment.
There was just no evidence.
It didn't kill her moment.
I got to tell you, after my own personal experience and after hearing that story, I'm thinking like, you know, all the work and the 20 grand's worth it. just do the crowns and the root canals and the whole deal.
And we never knew. Yeah, so I had the one time where it flew off in the middle of a show, although it wasn't on TV, obviously. But I make sure that everything is cemented solid when we do that little hit on Channel 8.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I check everything, make sure that My nose is blown, all that stuff, so that none of those type of... Because you know what happens? If that happened, if that same thing, if I had a partial and it flew out on TV, you know that would go viral. That would become,
of course it would.
Hey, look at this funny tape of this idiot in Montgomery, Alabama. His teeth came out during a... That's what would happen.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately.
Because those are the clips that make the news. Do you remember...
Yes, I do.
Do you remember the lovely lady that was singing outside the Taco Bell off Zelda Road when it burned down?
Oh, they were doing like a
vigil.
Yeah.
That went viral, made the news. That was not one of the most, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for? One of the most proud moments of living in Montgomery.
I just got a text. Don't sweat the petty stuff. Pet the sweaty stuff. This is from one of our sponsors.
Well, all righty.
Okay, great. I like that.
Hey, look, if it's sponsor approved, and Papa John, I hope it was. follows up with, I've had a partial since I was 14.
Oh, there you go. So I'm sure something like that has happened to him once or twice.
Well, you tend to think you're the only one this could ever happen to. And then you find out, like I did today.
I'm glad we talked today. That's right.
It's
brought us closer together.
Yes, life is real. That's one of the things that we always tried to do, was just be real and transparent. One of the biggest compliments that we've, that we get is, oh my gosh, You're just like you are on the radio. Well, of course. Of course we are.
I think it's great. And I feel like I got a kid brother here.
I think everybody with a parcel's got a story.
Aww.
I'll bet.
And
I'll
I've shared mine.
I'll bet there's a lot of stories out there of weird or funny things that have happened in a moment of passion that could
have
been
embarrassing. There's a TV show on TLC. Things that happen in the ER and...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, sex got me in the ER or something like that.
That's exactly what it is, yeah.
And there's, some of those
you watch that show, you realize you're normal.
Yeah.
There's a staggering number of people who end up in the ER.
Wow, man.
Yeah, but there is a TV show like that on TLC. It's hilarious.
From Playful Moments. We got a break here at 3:33. We're going to check traffic, get Rich's forecast, and then we're back. It's First Friday with JT and Leanne on Happy Hour, and I'm loving
traffic. Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit formaloutings.com.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident at Madison Avenue and Hull Street downtown. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. Other than that, we don't have a lot on the books right now. Just a lot of traffic on the boulevard all the way around the city. I-65 and 85 doing a good business through downtown Montgomery. But keep it right here. We will keep you updated as the afternoon goes on. We are not at the thick of it yet. It's going to get busy here in just a little bit. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping in East Montgomery, has a bright, fresh new look and has currently got limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theater, is at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton, 270-9177 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rusty here from my friend David Ernest and the Health and Wealth Show. David just started his 60-minute version of the program. The show's on every weeknight from 6 until 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. And David needs listeners. If you could see this little sad-eyed puppy right here, you'd know how David feels. And here's where you can help. We know that Greg Budell has listeners. Dan Morris has listeners. Joey Clark has listeners. So we've devised a new program called the Listener Relocation Program. For as little as 60 minutes a day, you can become a listener of the Health and Wealth Show. In return, you'll get some great financial advice from David Ernest, and this poor little sad-eyed puppy won't be so confused. Tune in each weekday evening from 6 until 7 and call David Ernest at 334-272-9228. Just think about David. Think about the little sad-eyed puppy. Knock it off. That's not funny anymore.
Dispatch, medevac air transport to I-90. Car on fire. Unknown casualties.
When minutes matter and the ER is too far away, air emergency care could save your life. But insurance companies don't count your minutes. They count your money. Tell your member of Congress to fight the insurance companies.
Paid for by Alliance for Access to Critical Care.
This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street and we were back on the road in no time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Today only at Kohl's. Shop Black Friday deals unlocked. Plus, take an extra 20% off. Save on family jammies, 50% off, plus an extra 20% off. Toys, $20 and under. Save on select kitchen electrics and $7.19 throws. Plus, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Today only, Friday, November 1st at Kohl's.
Select styles, 20% offer valid November 1st through 6th with promo code FALL20. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
What's up, Montgomery? This your boy, Bama Miles, up here at Rim Time. We've been rocking with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 6 years now. If you're looking to grow your business, hit them up. They'll get you right.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. The Alabama Department of Public Health is encouraging everyone to get a flu shot, especially for people aged 6 months and older. The flu has already hit the state of Alabama, and health officials want to help curb the spread of it. The reward for information leading to an arrest in the case of missing 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard is now up to $85,000. Police say evidence found in Anaya's car shows that she was harmed and is considered a victim of foul play. If you have any information on this case, call Auburn Police. The state's failing schools list is out. 11 Montgomery public schools are on the list, including Bellingrath Middle, Capitol Heights Middle, Davis Elementary, Dunbar-Raymer, Goodwin Middle, Highland Gardens Elementary, Jefferson Davis High School, Lanier High School, Lee High School, Edie Nixon Elementary, and South Lawn Middle. Parents of students at these failing schools will receive information in the next few weeks on what options are available to them for the next school year. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Another cold night ahead. This is the coldest air of the season so far, way below normal for early November, with a frost advisory in effect tonight. Look for patchy frost in the early morning hours. Clear, cold, overnight low temperature around 36. Tomorrow and Sunday, beautiful weather, sunshine, blue skies, low 60s daytime, upper 30s at night. Not quite as cool Monday. I think we'll see an increase in clouds and a high around 67. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
It is. It's a bit nippy out. I mean nippy out.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At a party in my costume, we're dressing sexy for Halloween. Then I'll come the shot, drink them up. Now we got the whole bar dancing. Soon everyone is hooking up. It's a Halloween one night stand. Cause they all look hot, oh but how? Cause their faces are covered by a mask. Wake up next to Frankenstein saying, I've got to go, where are my clothes? Walk of shame in my costume.
It's First Friday, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV Happy Hour with Greg Budell, JT and Leanne. I hope at one point we can expand First Friday to maybe two Fridays a month or something.
Sure.
Or hang out for the afternoon, because this has been a blast that I'm getting. I just got a note from Chris, who says, man, Leanne's voice is sexy.
I agree.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate
and
that.
And her laugh. I saw a message come in and say, somebody wants to record your laugh and have Greg use that on a regular basis, even when you're not here on the show.
If you could do that. We have a production room downstairs.
Hey, you know, How cool is that?
It's so funny. Everywhere we go, and, you know, I was in radio first, and I discovered Leanne, and we met, and we got married, and I brought her on the radio, and she has become her own personality, obviously. But everywhere we go. I mean, people are like, hey, JT, they recognize me. They're like, where's Leanne? That's the first question everybody asks me. Mm-hmm. Where's Leanne? What's she doing? Where is she? Is she going to be with you next time you come in here? I mean, could we meet sometime? You know?
And then it's, oh, Leanne! And
how's your husband TJ doing?
What's TJ? Your husband's name? What's your husband's name? It's so funny. It's so, you know, because JT's done this forever. He's done radio forever. And so it was my first gig, you know, when we got here. And I mean, how we did not kill each other. Okay, so we were blending a family, planning a wedding. I had never done radio. Extremely petrified to speak in front of people. The thought of even getting up on stage with two people in the audience would, you know, I'd break out in a cold
sweat. I'll never forget back in 2006, the first live remote. This is literally how it went, Greg. It was like a, hey, where was your first remote?
American Oak,
that's right.
I did one from there, too, back around that time.
Yeah, well, Leanne was the one sweating bullets doing her first live remote. And on the air, it sounded something like, hey, let's check in with Leanne out at American Oak. How you doing, Leanne?
Chirp. It was awful. It was awful.
I was like, oh gosh, we're gonna get fired our first week.
And you know, you prepare for it. Okay, well, you know, let's just come up with some pretend scripts. And when you get there, you know, there'll be copy points.
Yeah.
Chirp.
Yeah.
Chirp. And
You're on your own.
I need something to talk about.
I heard
about
the mic drop literally on the air. Yeah, I wasn't sure if she passed out or
probably,
what.
Probably at least once or twice.
Anyway,
it was awful.
We made it past that. I think they got a couple of free remotes after that.
I would hope so.
I think you guys know I came here from Miami.
Yes.
And the last station I worked at was the number one station in the market, Light 101.5 Light FM. And it was fun. We had a blast. I got to be the new... That was the same situation I was telling you about. In fact, it was during the days of that show that I left my tooth in that woman's bosom. See, now I can say it. It doesn't sound so bad.
Yeah,
that's right. Everybody knows.
Be honest.
It's all good.
So when we did remotes, and we got paid $150 an hour to go somewhere.
Nice.
Wow.
All we had to, we recorded, and the clients, this is Miami money now, they paid $5,000 for the remote. If they wanted a remote, that's what they had to pay. They had to pay us in advance, and we didn't do live spots. Everything was pre-recorded with a little crowd background thing, so there could be no mistakes. And if they didn't like those terms, then they didn't get the remote. And I was out every weekend for that money. That was awesome.
Heck yeah.
So that was my experience. Oh, and then we had a promotions department of three people who brought this giant, almost like a mobile home thing out that had our logo on it that would open up with prizes. We gave away Jerry Garcia neckties, really good stuff.
Wow.
It was all top notch.
Wow.
Now, this is not a knock on Montgomery, the River Region, or any business in the River Region, but I quickly learned things are going to be very different here. I had been in the area about a month, and hey, we got your remote. Oh, where's it going to be? And it was at Jean's Marine, which I don't know if it's still there. It was on 231 going towards Wetumpka.
Yeah.
I said, great, because I really need the money. I said, how much do you get paid for a remote here? And they said, $75. I said, an hour? No. $75 for the 3 hours.
Wow.
Who from the promotions department is going to set up the sound system?
You're on your own, buddy.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I needed the money, and I was happy to get it.
Of course. And
I had to immediately reconcile. This is just going to be different here.
Mm-hmm.
So I get there. I am not the most technically savvy person on the planet. And to set up the sound system, Rosie knows, I came here with real bad sciatica. I eventually had a surgery during my first year here.
Oh, wow.
So I was in a lot of pain. And I have to lift these, like, 50-pound speakers up on top of a tripod to set this thing up. I'm still not sure if the wires are going to the right place. And it's in May. And it was hotter than Hades and quite humid.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time I got everything set up and I'm ready to do the first call-in, the sweat's pouring off of me. It was awful. And so I finally figured out that for me to do these things, it's funny because at that same time, I also did several remotes for Jack Ingram. And I really, really loved their operation. And eventually it worked out for me to work with them, which is great. All our cars, we buy them there. But the comparison from one to the other was pretty dramatic.
Oh, yeah. We had speakers that were, oh, gosh, they had to be 50, 60 pounds.
Leanne would literally ask me to just come and set her remote up.
Because I would have to put them on top of the van.
Yeah.
Okay, so you would have to
stand on the rear bumper.
Stand on the rear bumper and heave and this bad boy on
top. And haul those speakers
up.
That's right.
And I'm like, you are out of your mind.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so
you guys will have to excuse me. I'm looking for a job in Miami. I'm on my phone right now.
You know,
had I worked in Miami, I may not have gotten a partial. I mean, I have real teeth in my mouth, you know?
Yeah, you could have those kind of ones actually drill into your jawbone.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the implants that are about, what, 15 grand a pop?
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Oh,
yeah, it's
man.
Crazy.
No, and I'm not. We can do it in one day. They're going to put.
Yeah. What's that going to look like?
Yeah.
You're going to rip my teeth out, and then you're going to shove ones back up? No, I don't want to get my teeth cleaned.
No, I think I'd stick with a partial. I would go with that.
Mm-hmm. It's working.
Time flies. We're having too much fun. It is 3:47 already. On the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane is a place called Montgomery Paint and Body, and that's where we suggest you bring your car. If you find yourself with the misfortune of a fender bender, you know the drill. That horrible crunching sound, you get out, you walk around the car, take your first look at it, and it's very disheartening because you not only see your beautiful vehicle all crumpled up, but you also know that you're going to be in for hassle, police reports and insurance adjusters asking questions. And at the very end of it all, they're going to ask, where do you want to get your car fixed? Tell them Montgomery Paint and Body. No insurance company locally is going to quarrel with that decision because of their reputation for integrity. That's what they built it on 35 years ago, and that's how they do it today, and they've become the gold standard for automotive body repair in Montgomery. Donnie and Brandon Turn, please. They can put at least some light on a bad situation. Montgomery Paint and Body, 27 Rec with AW.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
When you're ready to retire your car, van, or pickup truck, as in tires, Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto is the only place you need to call. Can't get a better price because Don spent years building personal relationships with all the major manufacturers. So they acquire all the name brand tires at a wholesale price, then turn around and sell them to you without that middleman expense. And they only quote a price that includes professional installation. In other words, you can't go wrong. Partner up with Don Duncan for all your auto service needs with three locations to serve you. On Highway 14 in Millbrook, downtown at 408 Madison, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughn for Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The first Thursday of November is National Men Make Dinner Day. It's a day to encourage men to prepare tonight's meal. Yeah, right. In that case, it ought to be called National Men Make Dinner Reservations Day. Waiter, we need more bread!
Gary Owens. Actually, November 1st is Men Make Dinner Night. I played that for your benefit.
Is that tonight?
That's
a good thing we're picking up Chris's barbecue on the way home.
It's done. It's today, yeah, November 1st. Now, that mentioned Thursday. It's not the first Thursday of November. It's November 1st. Rich Thomas said that in the timeline this morning as well. Rosie's been getting calls about Rex, so let's put her on the spot.
Short wave. Take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
What you got?
We got three. Madison Avenue at Madison Court, where the Lions are. Someone hit a telephone pole. This is heading in towards downtown. Police, medics, and ambulance on the scene. Highway 231, just south of Virginia Loop Road, there's an accident. And I-85 northbound before the East Chase, right at the off-ramp.
Chantilly.
Mm-hmm. Accident, right lane, stay out of it, and keep to the left.
Swell. I don't understand. I mean, it's so crisp and invigorating outside. How could all of these things be happening?
Friday afternoon.
Yep. Friday afternoon, in a hurry to get home, texting and driving.
And anybody that drives 85 North around Taylor Road or Chantilly Boulevard knows it's a mess anytime.
Yeah.
You know, I've really never understood, and this is true in almost any major town, the complete inability to look into the future and plan ahead.
Yeah.
Every city I've ever lived in is always catching up to the population. And supposedly they've redone the Taylor Road exit, but I don't know if they've made it better or worse the way they got it laid out now.
It's like people are surprised when exit 9 pops up and they're like, oh, I got to get over 3.5 or 4 lanes of traffic. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, this is an only. Oh, well, let me go here because I can turn right. And yeah, let me get in the left lane to turn right and I can still go right on red. Oh, my goodness.
We used to call them the snail darters in Florida because those are creatures that can make abrupt turns. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
Make a 90 degree turn just a split second.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yikes.
And I'm just loving watching. You want to, if you have an adventurous spirit, get up at 4 in the morning any weekday and take 85 to the Eastern Boulevard exit and pick your way through that. There's usually many Mars lights, red cones, barrels, because they've narrowed it down to one lane.
Mm-hmm.
There's a giant thing smashing the asphalt into a smooth surface and no line, so you can't tell where you're going.
Oh, yeah. And it's dark, and you've got lights coming at you right behind you.
And you're just trying to get to work.
Please, Lord, let me just make it to work alive.
Rich and I take the same route to work. I was going to say, listen, why don't you just meet me at Taylor Road and ride on my hood? Tell me when to turn when we get to the exit.
Exactly,
Well, guys, what's up in your immediate future here? Where this hour went by so freaking fast.
In our immediate future,
we're going to New York.
Yes, in January.
Yes.
We're so excited. Yes, our middle daughter turns 21, and that's where she wanted to go. So they each get to pick a trip in the continental United States, wherever they want to go. So she picked New York in January. And, you know, here in the South, it's fun to go where it snows and cold temporarily for like a week.
She wants to go to American Girl Doll
Store. With our grandbaby, yes.
I want to see the 9/11 Museum.
Yes,
and
all of it.
And I have been there a couple of times, but we've not been there.
That's really the only place that I would be willing to suck it up and go through what you got to go through to go to New York.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To see is the 9/11 Museum. Mm-hmm. I was at Ground Zero a couple of times, but...
Me too.
Yeah.
Been there, but have not been to the museum yet. Last time I was in New York, it was still under construction, mm-hmm. so I'm looking forward to that.
Yes.
But January 6th, 1989, I took my daughter's mother and laid out the trip of a lifetime. And what was interesting is they had a heavy snow. Central Park had heavy, wet snow on every branch of every tree. We went for a carriage ride through Central Park. Stayed at the Grand Central Hyatt. We saw Phantom of the Opera, the one with
Michael
Crawford.
I'm so jealous.
We ate at Windows on the World on that trip, which I'm glad we did, because we have a memory and a souvenir from that visit that means a lot more given what happened. And there's a great restaurant. You know, there's no such thing as a cheap trip to New York, really.
No.
But the Marriott Marquis Hotel, which is right in the Broadway district, has a restaurant called The View. And it's a slowly revolving restaurant that gives you, during the course of a meal, a 360-degree look at Manhattan. And if you go at just before sundown, It's spectacular.
Wow.
Because you see the sun setting over the Hudson River.
Oh, but it's beautiful.
And in its final moments, gleaming off the Chrysler building. So that would be one thing I'd recommend.
I used to love it.
And I had the money to be real stupid there, too.
We had a good time. We've been there a couple of times. My favorite New York story, real quick, was David Letterman was still hosting The Late Show on CBS.
Yeah.
And I was a huge Letterman fan. So I'm like, we've got to see The Late Show. And, of course, we never prepare in advance, so we had to get to New York and figure out how to get tickets, like, on the spot. Mm-hmm. But there was a system where you could, like, show up and, you know, get tickets and...
Have a great personality.
Yeah, you know, mention that you're on the radio.
Yeah, hello.
And the producers choose who they call back. Well, anyway, we got lucky, and we were at the Ed Sullivan Theater at 8 o'clock that morning, signed up for tickets. They called us back at about noon. They said, be here at 2. We're going to tape at 2. And we were over, like, the financial district, so we had to catch a cab and, you know, see our life flash in front of our faces.
At least once or twice.
Oh, yeah.
Getting back to the Ed Sullivan Theater. But we made it. We were there early, and the CBS souvenir store was right across the street. I'm like, man, we're about to be in front of the Late Show audience with David Letterman. I've got to get the T-shirt. So I went in. I bought the T-shirt. I changed literally outside before we walked into the theater. They sat us in the front row.
It was so lucky.
I mean,
it
front
was so
row.
Awesome. So awesome. Yes.
So Letterman comes out warming up the audience before they start taping, right? And, I mean, this had to be set up. Because they knew that we were going to talk about it on the radio or whatever. But anyway, maybe we just got lucky. I don't know. But David Letterman looked right at me in my Late Show with David Letterman T-shirt. He said, where did you get that shirt? And I said, well, I bought it across the street at the souvenir store. He literally pulls out his wallet, hands me $30 cash, and says, quote, quit wasting your money on that crap.
True story.
Wow.
It was awesome.
So I had real money from a real big time celebrity, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah, and that wasn't on the broadcast?
No, it was all before we started taping. But we bragged about that for a long time. But yeah, that's my David Letterman story. And then, of course, he resigned and retired. And now he's
on Netflix.
I don't know what's happened to him now.
He looks like Santa Claus these days. He's let his beard go. He said he was tired of shaving every day for TV, so he was just going to be comfortable forever.
But now he's interviewing...
He's got like a series on Netflix, where he's talking to certain celebrities and stuff like that. He's done George Clooney, Barack Obama, a bunch of others.
Ellen.
So, anyway.
Another text. JT and Leanne are so good. They're back on the air.
Thank you very much.
We're happy to be here.
This can't happen again soon enough. I'll see you before you go to New York. That's January.
Yes.
All right. We'll talk soon.
We'll do some Christmas-related stuff.
Yes, that sounds good.
Thanks, Greg.
JT and Leanne. Proud to clap. At Blue Water Broadcasting. All right, let's see if Skipper's caught up in these wrecks, and then we'll start the exciting 4 to 5 hour.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have two accidents on I-85 northbound. If you're about to exit onto Taylor Road, they are right there on the ramp and at Taylor Road. Use caution out that way this afternoon. They're still cleaning up an accident on the Troy Highway on the approach to Eastern Boulevard just before Virginia Loop and Eastern Boulevard. We had an accident with injury there. Boulevard very busy, as well as Madison and Atlanta Highway outbound from downtown. 231 to Wetumpka, extremely busy this afternoon. Drive carefully, buckle up. We will keep you updated on traffic. When you're in an accident, you got